big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains June 5th through the 11th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
I'm delighted now to do our first book club review. If you were listening last month, you might remember we chose Buckeye. This one, a big heavy one. It's by Patrick Ryan. This was our first book and I'm joined to discuss it now by Sinead Cudahy from the Tired Mammy Book Club and by Sheila O'Sullivan, who runs a book club in Cork. And you're both welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Claire.
Did you like it?
I loved it. Yeah, really enjoyed it.
Me too.
Yeah, really enjoyed it. And it's such a like a sweeping saga. It goes over decades. And as you said, it's a chunky book. It's 448 pages or nearly 16 hours on audio. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed every minute. Yeah, really did.
Sheila, what about you? I found that it was one of those ones, a lingerer, you know, when you're doing something 3 or 4 days after finishing it, you think you're still thinking about the characters in the book. That's a sign of a good one for me.
Oh, absolutely. I found it actually quite a moving book. And I agree with it. The characterization was excellent. They were people that you could feel that you could have known them as real people, you know, not as kind of caricatures of people. And also the fact that we knew their characters so well, that they were presented so well to us, it helped us to understand some of the very poor decisions that some of them made through the book. Mm-hmm. And you could sort of feel for them as you know, real people making very difficult decisions under very difficult circumstances. And I really did find that was a very, very good part of it. Very moving in parts, actually.
Sinead, maybe we'll go back then to how the book opens with that scene, which takes us back, I suppose, sets in train a series of events on which the whole book is based.
Yeah, so it starts out on VE Day in 1945 when Margaret Salt, you know, she learns that the war is over and she's running around town trying to find, you know, the news for it to be confirmed. And she runs into a hardware store just to see if they have a radio on. And Cal Jenkins, one of the other main characters, is there in the hardware store and he, you know, turns on the radio for her in the staff quarters and they end up sharing a kiss. And they're both married. Her husband is away at war. He's working in his wife's, you know, family business. And that's sort of a moment that changes everything. And it sort of goes back and forth from then. We learn more about Margaret's background, you know, Cal's background. He wanted to go to war, but he had a physical disability that prevented him from doing mm-hmm. so. Meanwhile, Margaret is married and her husband is out at war. And it just, you know, there's a lot that comes from that one sort of chance moment. Had he not had a radio, had she gone into a different store, what would have happened? And we wouldn't have had this book.
She's a very complicated character,
yes.
Margaret, isn't she?
Yes.
She's extremely complicated. And she never really felt herself worthy of any good things. And I felt it was very hard when she discovered that Lydia had died, because I think Lydia was the one person she really wanted to tell her that she'd finally got it right. She got mm-hmm. she had a husband and a home and a baby, and
so Lydia was,
she began to unravel.
Lydia was
she
the woman who looked yeah. after her in
who
the
reared her. Yeah,
pretty
reared
much her in, exactly. Yeah,
yes.
pretty much
yeah.
reared
she
her.
The mother figure. She was the mother figure for Margaret, although she wasn't her mother.
Mm-hmm. But she did yeah. make some questionable decisions, Margaret, to say the very least. Margaret made questionable decisions about her family life, which
yes,
I really
absolutely.
Grappled with, Sheila, yes. afterwards for yes. a long time, yes. you know, while you, oh, you I, don't you
absolutely.
Understand her motivation,
yes.
but you can't really yes. feel sympathy for her for any in any great way.
No. No, I think she was just a very damaged individual and she just felt that she wasn't up to the task and she ran away. But yes, I mean, anybody who's ever held a child could say, how on earth could any mother do that? But she was broken. Well, she started out broken and she never put the bits together correctly, I think. Mm-hmm. You know, and she married a man who had tremendous difficulties himself, who was also, and they were unable to support each other. I mean, he got married to give himself an air of respectability and he thought it might fix him, which of course it didn't and doesn't and never would. He was very broken. She was very broken, and they ended up inflicting damage on their child as well as a result of that. And I felt for her, but I don't understand her.
Yes, I think that's fair.
That's a very valid way to put it. Because I did really feel sympathy for her. Obviously, she'd been abandoned as a baby by her own mother and never understood the reasons why. And that's why, you know, Lydia, who worked in the foster home that she, or the orphanage that she was living in, became this sort of mother or aunt figure. And it was really when, as you said, when Lydia died, that, you know, she tried to ring her to tell her what was going on in her life, because she felt she was the only person she could speak to. But she learned she died in that time that she hadn't been in contact while she was living her life. I think she was just trying to make up for what she never had. And, as you know, she never had somebody to show her the way. You know, she was moved into an orphanage, a few foster homes, and then aged out of the foster system. And when Felix proposed to her, even though it wasn't this great love, she felt it was a good choice for her, a good option. You know, she never wanted children, and then she became pregnant. And so she sort of, I think she tried her best. But in the end, I think when she found out of Lydia's passing, that's when everything sort of exploded or imploded. She decided she had to leave, and that's when, you know,
began to unravel.
She left her child, which is, as a mother, as you say, it's very hard to understand. But, you know.
And Sinead, can I ask you about Felix? Because Felix is somebody who is deceptive, who went about things completely the wrong way. I mean, he was trying to, as Sheila said, conceal who he really was. And yet you've great sympathy. I found a great sympathy for
him. Absolutely. I mean, I suppose, again, you look at this time, you know, it was the 1940s and 50s, like what, you know, the feelings that he had and the secrets he was hiding, they just... it just wasn't acceptable. And he had a strong belief that he could overcome them by doing the right thing. So I think his heart was in the right place. But, and you know, obviously then he went off to war and met someone there and found that love that he wasn't able to find with Margaret,
short-lived,
despite his best attempts, you know. And then obviously, you know, everything happened in the war and he was sent home and he had PTSD. He was, you know, depressed. I really did feel for Felix. And I actually think that when, you know, later in the book, it all sort of comes to the fore. I think Margaret dealt with that very well. You know, she understood a bit better than maybe most people of the time. And she was quite happy to, as she left because of her own reasons, she was quite happy to keep his secret because she was like, there's nothing wrong in what you feel.
And, you know. Okay, so you would recommend this book.
Absolutely.
Sinead, and so would I. And Sheila, for you?
Totally. Absolutely. I really, really enjoyed it. And it's a book that I'm still kind of mulling over in my head, various parts of it.
Uh-huh.
And that I love when that happens, because it's kind of, it occupies the mind and makes you think about certain things in a different way.
Yeah, as I said at the beginning, it really is a lingerer, one that hangs around for a long time.
Yes.
Well, just
to
remind people what it is, it's called Buckeye, and it is by Patrick Ryan. That's B-U-C-K-E-Y-E by Patrick Ryan. Now, Sheila, it falls to you to recommend our book for next month. So what have you got for us?
Well, I'm recommending a book that we've actually done in our book club, and everybody liked it. It's called Love Forms, and it's by an author called Claire Adam. And it starts in the Caribbean, in Trinidad. And it's about this girl. I won't tell you.
No,
the
don't
story.
Tell us
I'll just,
one more
I'll
word.
Give you an outline.
We're going to ask people to go off and read that over the next 4 weeks. And then, Sinead, you're going to be back with us with the Tired Mammy Book Club. And we're going to have another book club on with us as well. So we're all going to discuss that. It's called Love Forms by Claire Adam. But I have to leave it there for now. We'll come to the end of the programme. But thank you both very much for being with us.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.